friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Fifteen-year-old Angel takes blind deaf man by the hand and has the whole plane in tears. Written by Dustin Diedrich. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Tim Cook is both blind and deaf, and try as they might, the flight attendants just couldn't figure out how to communicate with the man who was traveling all alone. But then a 15-year-old girl used sign language and genuine compassion to save the day. Tim Cook was on his way to Portland after visiting his sister in Boston. The flight attendants and passengers around him did their best to help him, but no one knew how to communicate with him. Imagine how terrifying it must be to find yourself completely cut off from your surroundings, especially when no one can understand or communicate with you. It's heartbreaking to think Tim experiences this feeling on a regular basis. But God made sure a special angel was on the plane to help him out during the six-hour flight. 15-year-old Clara Daly was traveling with her mother, Jane, from Boston to Los Angeles when the flight attendants came over the speaker. They were looking for anyone on board who knew sign language. Clara hit the call button, as she'd studied a year of American Sign Language in school. She was the only one on the plane capable of truly communicating with Tim, and her heart went out to him. "Imagine 6 hours of just not being able to talk to someone," she said. Clara used fingerspelling to talk to Tim, which is where you sign each letter in every word. This way, Tim could feel Clara's hand and they could communicate. First, Clara helped the flight attendants make sure all of Tim's needs were met. Then she spent the rest of the time just chatting with him. Together, they talked about family and Clara's future plans, while she learned about Tim's past as a salesman. A nearby passenger named Lynette Scribber couldn't resist taking a photo and sharing it on social media. She detailed how the 15-year-old girl used sign language to help this man, amazed to have witnessed such an incredible act of compassion. After writing about Clara's real-life act of kindness on social media, Lynette's post, which has since been deleted, took off. In fact, it garnered over 650,000 shares on Facebook. The humble team never expected her actions to draw so much attention. She's quick to point out that she just did what any one of us should do when given the opportunity. Help out. Everyone should just be helping each other just because that's the nature of people. Clara said, we should all just help each other. To hear such wonderful words of wisdom and to see such compassion from someone so young certainly restores my faith in the next generation. Lynette hit the nail on the head at the end of her post when she said, we are all striving for good news, and this was just what we needed. We are all called to be the hands and feet of Jesus. What a beautiful example this young lady set for us all. Six weeks after giving birth, mom's belly keeps growing, and she can sense something is off. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. 6 weeks after birth, most new mothers say they begin to feel a little more like themselves before getting pregnant. But for one mom, it was quite the opposite. 6 weeks after giving birth, this mom's belly kept growing, and she could sense something was off. Eliza Kirby became a mom for the first time to her daughter, Charlie. For Eliza and her partner, Ben, the news of their daughter was a delight. Ben had always been super keen to become a father, so we were over the moon at the thought of creating our own little family, she said. They had talked of starting a family, but didn't expect it to happen so soon. But when they found out they were expecting, they were overjoyed. Eliza gave birth to a beautiful, healthy baby girl whom she named Charlie. The first 6 weeks were a mix of motherly bliss of snuggles, baby sounds, and of course, no sleep, as it goes with most newborns. Eliza expected to shed the pregnancy weight and assumed she would have her figure back soon enough. But as the weeks passed, her belly didn't shrink, it expanded, and it was a mystery. Eliza said she remembered feeling exhausted, but she knew something wasn't right. My mom always said it takes 6 full weeks to come up for air. I was exhausted trying to figure out the ins and outs of being a mom. But about a month after having Charlie, though, I felt really super exhausted. Eliza began to put two and two together and then told her husband she might be pregnant. I was exhausted trying to figure out the ins and outs of being a mom. But about a month after having Charlie, though, I felt really super exhausted. Everyone told me it was sleep deprivation catching up with me, but I was not convinced. I remember looking at Ben and saying, "I think I'm pregnant." So Eliza took a test, but it came back negative. She couldn't shake the feeling, so she took another test, and it was confirmed she was indeed expecting again, much to her shock as well as Ben's. But the new parents didn't mind because they both wanted at least two kids before the age of 40. Eliza, however, wanted more than just two kids. She loved the idea of having her own little clan. To her, the more kids, the more blessings. The couple then went to the doctors to confirm she was indeed pregnant, but what they found out was stunning. Eliza wasn't just pregnant, she was carrying identical twin boys. In a matter of 11 months, she birthed three children. Now that she's a mom to three babies, she needs three of everything. Three cribs, three car seats, etc. She goes through about 140 diapers a week and over 20 bottles a day. Even though it's a lot of work, she feels blessed and wouldn't change it for the world. She calls her three babies Irish triplets because they are so close in age. Eliza and Ben certainly have their hands full of God's biggest blessings. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. Psalm 127, 3-5.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared To podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared To is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.